Since Sister Maggie's gone home service, I've been to two other funerals. And like I told you on Friday, every time I go to a funeral, and I've been to quite a few of them, every time I go to a funeral, the one thing that's on my mind, because I'm concerned about the other side, there is the other side.
Right.
There is an eternity.
Yeah.
This life is temporal.
Yeah.
The thing that comes across my mind is that if that soul that was once in that body could speak to us, what would they have to say? Mm-hmm. If they could speak from eternity, what would they have to tell you and I?
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because when you leave this body, I'm talking about your soul. When it leaves this body, when you take your last breath, and you and I will take our last breath one day, unless we're saved and we go in the catching away of the church, amen,
yeah.
The great snatch.
Yeah.
When you and I take our last breath, we will enter into eternity, like it or not, believe it or not, accept it or not.
Right.
According to his word, there is an eternity, amen.
Yeah.
As soon as we take our last breath, immediately we know where our souls are headed.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Word of God backs me up.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told you, one of the handies, the younger handy, he told this story one time. He said he had witnessed to this man for a long time. And he was an older gentleman. He kept resisting God. He kept putting God off. And the man got sick and he was in the hospital. And he called for Handy to come to him because he was near death. And Handy got to his room, he got to the door. And the man was laying in bed. He sat up in the bed and he said, "The curtains are on fire. The foot of my bed's on fire." And then the man fell dead in his bed. God was showing him where his soul was headed before he left him into eternity. Lost forever because he kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off to surrender his life to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And if God is dealing with you this afternoon, it's time to stop putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. Amen?
Amen.
It's time to start listening to the voice of God. And it's time to surrender your all. Amen. Don't you let nobody. Amen.
Amen.
Turn you around. Salvation is so important. Salvation is more important than eating and sleeping. Our relationship with God is everything. Come on now. Our relationship with God is everything.
Amen.
That vertical relationship, the horizontals are temporal. The horizontal relationships are just for this life. I'm not going to go into that. That's a whole other Bible study. A whole other sermon. But think about it. This life is going to pass away. This life is temporal. Even when a man is married to a woman, when one of them departs and passes from time into eternity, they can get married again, can't they? Come on, talk to me, amen?
Yeah.
According to the word.
Yeah.
Unless they're caught in the act of adultery, and adultery, and then God wants the faithful party to be forgiven. And if the unfaithful doesn't, then they have grounds for divorce, but we're not getting into all that. But the horizontal relationships here are temporal.
Right.
Just for a little while.
Yeah.
Amen. You and I are headed for eternity. And this afternoon, I don't stand here boasting and bragging because I have faults, shortcomings, and failures. But God's not finished with me yet.
Amen. Right. Right.
Just like he's not finished with you yet.
Right.
Psalm said, please be what?
Patient
with me. God is not through with me yet.
Come on.
But when he gets through with me, come on now,
yeah.
I shall come forth like what?
Whoa.
God is working on you and I. Those of us who are walking with Christ, those of us who are saved of the redeemed, he's working on us if we allow him to.
Yeah.
Come on, if we allow him to.
Right, right.
time to persevere.
Right.
It's time to endure.
Mm-hmm.
We have to see what time is. You know, I'm not going to hold you too long, but I want to share with you what God has put on our heart. We only come in this place once, saints.
Right.
Friends. We only come. There's no such thing as reincarnation. Reincarnation is a lie from a pit. Reincarnation, you know what reincarnation and evolution does? It does away with accountability to a supreme being. Come on, say amen.
Nice.
It does away. Listen, look at the devil's deceitfulness. Reincarnation says, I've been here before, and when I die, I'm going to come back again. But my Bible says, and your Bible says, it is appointed unto man once to die. But after this, the judgment. So we're only coming this way once. We're only getting one shot at this. And if you blow it, that's it. You're lost throughout all eternity. Look how merciful God is. I heard one preacher say that mercy and grace are great, or grace and mercy. He said grace is that we don't deserve and God gives it to us. And he said mercy is that we do deserve and God holds it back from us. Grace and mercy. Think about it. None of us deserve to be saved. None of us deserve to be here. But it was his grace and mercy. Amen. Without any further ado, I want to invite your attention to the 24th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. Those that are able to stand, can we stand this afternoon for the reading of God's Word? Matthew 24th chapter, verse number 1. We're going to read from verses 1 to 14. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 24. I see you all don't have it, but wait. 24th chapter of Matthew. Verse number 1. If you haven't, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us read. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came with him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them,
see ye not
these things?
Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone on another that shall not be thrown down.
And as he sat on the Mount of Olives,
the disciples came unto him privately,
saying, tell us,
when
shall these things be,
and what shall be the sign of thy coming,
and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things shall come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginnings of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted,
and shall kill you,
and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended,
and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another.
And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive men. And because of the iniquity of the mouth, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the kingdom come. Heavenly Father, this afternoon we thank you, Lord. We thank you for a made up mind in a fixed heart to be saved. We thank you for salvation, Lord. Because if it wasn't for your mercy, if it wasn't for your grace, we would not be here this afternoon. We thank you for the precious apostolic truth, Lord. For your word has declared we shall know the truth, and it shall set you free. Lord God, we thank you for this ministry, Lord. We pray that you continue to have thine own will. Make us to be what we ought to be. Now, Lord God, we pray that someone hear the word of God and cry out in their heart, what must I do to be saved? Help us to hide in our heart that we sin not against thee. We won't fail to give thy name honor, the praise, and the glory. Let us say amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Chapter of Matthew, I want to invite your attention to verse number 13. This is where we're going to take our subject from. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. I didn't know all the testimonies were going to be the way they were. God quickened his message to me this past week. And I like to take for a subject, in Christ, enduring to the end. In Christ, enduring to the end. In Jesus' public ministry here, he's on the Mount of Olives. The same mount that he ascended from is the same one he's going to descend to. Amen?
Amen.
And he goes on, and some of you in your testimonies name various situations that are happening in the world today. And it's right here before us in this 24th chapter. Starting with verse number 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Well, we know that we're on the verge and the threshold of a one-world government knocking at the door. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, pestilence, earthquakes, and diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. All these are the beginning, just the beginning. In other words, we've just seen the tip of the iceberg.
Amen.
The thing about the iceberg is what you see on top is not what you see on the bottom. Because on the bottom it is much bigger than what's on the top. So as far as current events and world events and the catastrophes that are in the world, it's just the tip of the iceberg. We've just seen the beginning. Much worse things are on the way. For nations shall rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms. And there shall be famines, pestilence, earthquakes, in darkest places. That's why all this stuff is happening, but it's just the beginning. Verse number 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations. For what? And what is that name?
Jesus.
Ooh, demons tremble at that name. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Angels bow before him.
Come on, right.
The name of Jesus, those of us who are walking with him this afternoon, his name is stamped over all of our lives. We went down in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins. You took on that precious name. And the devil recognizes who you are. Some folks can't, religious folks can't stand that name. Living in the last days. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. the love of many shall wax cold. In these last evil days, when living in death, are some cold-hearted folks in the church. Call, say amen. Yeah, I'm not making nothing up. You know I'm telling the truth. Church folks will turn you off in a heartbeat. Turn you off in a heartbeat when you think you should receive love you won't. Being deceived. But he or she that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Enduring. I knew what the word meant, but I just wanted to see what Brother Wesley had to say about it. Enduring. To carry on through despite hardships. To carry on through despite hardships. The word enduring. To bear with tolerance. Enduring. To bear with tolerance. To continue on. To last. Endurance. Endurance. Perseverance. We didn't get saved to be lost. And when a trial comes our way, when tribulation comes our way, it's not coming to overthrow us. It's coming to strengthen us. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if any man come after me or woman, let them first what? Deny themselves. Take up their cross and follow me. Daily. The cross denotes suffering. The cross represents suffering and self-denial. Folks got to learn to wear crosses around their neck and don't even know what it represents. It represents self-denial. It represents dying. It represents death. Amen? Amen. And in order to endure, you must first surrender. You can't endure this walk of God if you don't surrender. Surrender to relinquish possession of control. To give up in favor of another. To give up or abandon. Surrender. This walk of God is all about surrendering. Amen? I'm so grateful for what John the Baptist said when his ministry was over. He heard that Jesus had started his public ministry. And John the Baptist said something profound and every last one of us in this walk of God must repeat. John the Baptist said, I must decrease. As he, talking about Jesus, increase. Amen? And in order to persevere in this walk of God, in order to endure in this walk of God, in order to continue on in this walk of God, in order to be faithful in this walk of God, you and I must surrender to God. We must relinquish our control. And the worst, the hardest thing it is when you first get saved. Because before you get saved and you know God is dealing with you, because Jesus said, no man can come unto me except the Spirit of my Father draws them. And before you get saved, there's that spiritual tug of war. The devil's pulling on one side and God's pulling on the other. And the devil's trying to tell you, oh, if you get saved, you're not going to have any more fun. If you start walking with Jesus, it's going to be so boring. Going to church is for old people. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to serve God like that. Oh, you know what? You're going to be missing out on. But if all that was so much fun out there, why are they so empty? Why are they so looking for what we have? I want you to understand that those who are outside of Christ are looking for the fulfillment of the emptiness of the soul. A life outside of Christ is void. A life outside of Christ is empty. A life outside of Christ is unfulfilling. How do I know? The Word says so. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. You don't need to have more life until you surrender to Jesus. I remember before I surrendered my life to surrender is an important word. I remember before I surrendered my life to Jesus, the struggle that was going on in my mind, in my very being. The struggle was, I won't be able to have my way. I won't be able to have my say. I won't be able see another day. It's another day to surrender our will to Him.
Man.
It's not easy. Yeah. The flesh wants to pull in the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. But I heard the Lord Jesus Christ say, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that go therein. But I told you, straight is the gate. It's no mistake that you're here today. Hallelujah. God wants Jesus is the best thing.
Amen.
The best thing.
Hallelujah.
The best thing that ever happened to us. There's nothing greater than this. Mm-hmm. Except going to heaven. This life is temporal. Folks out there killing themselves, acting a fool over what? I give up on it. I turn my back on that mess. Hallelujah. How many witnesses do I have? Serve the Lord.
Right.
I encourage